Welcome to Astrodome in Houston, for the game between the New York Mets and the Houston Astros. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Mukie Wilson. Batting second, the second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third, the left fielder, George Foster. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting sixth, the catcher, Ron Hodges. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Tom Verizer. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Randy Jones. Pitching for the New York Mets, Randy Jones. For the Houston Astros, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Terry Poehl. Batting second, the center fielder, Tony Scott. Batting third, the third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Jose Cruz. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Phil Garner. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Danny Heap. Batting seventh, the shortstop, Kiko Garcia. Batting eighth, the catcher, Luis Pujols. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Joe Niekro. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Joe Niekro. And now, play ball. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a line drive towards the mound. Niekro reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Terry Poehl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poehl takes first base on ball four. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges takes first base on ball four. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap strikes out. Two outs. Kiko Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones bunts towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to first for the out. Verizer moves to second. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Verizer moves to third. Two outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Verizer scores. It's 1 to nothing, Mets. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Backman. The throw from Pujols and he is safe. Backman steals second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Backman moves to third. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman takes first base on ball 4. Foster moves to second. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Backman scores. Foster moves to third. Kingman moves to second. It's 2 to nothing, Mets. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngblood is hit by the pitch. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Garner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Luis Pujols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pujols hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hodges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Poll hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kingman juggles the ball. That's an error on Kingman. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Poll moves to second. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. Knight strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 1 in the game. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 0 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jones moves to second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bachman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bachman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0-for-1 in the game. Cruz strikes out. One out. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-1 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bachman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 0-for-1 in the game. Heap hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Heap reaches second base with a double. Kiko Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bachman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Foster is called out on strikes. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a pop-up towards first. Heap settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Luis Pujols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pujols is 0-for-1 in the game. Pujols hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Niekro is 0-for-1 in the game. Niekro bunts in front of the plate. Hodges fields it and throws to first for the out. Pujols moves to second. One out. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Poll hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hodges hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-2 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Verizer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-2 in the game. Knight takes first base on ball four. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 0 for 2 in the game. Cruz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knight moves to second. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0 for 2 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it and throws to second for the out. Knight moves to third. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Heap hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kiko Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Backman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Backman. The throw from Pujols and he is out, Garner applying the tag. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Luis Pujols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pujols is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pujols hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Pittman pinch hits for Joe Niekro. Joe Pittman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pittman strikes out. Two outs. Terry Poll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poll is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Poll hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Frank LaCourte now pitching. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Kingman hits a fly ball into left field. Cruz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hodges strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Ron Gardenhire now playing shortstop. Tom Verizer now playing second base. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Knight hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Jose Cruz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cruz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cruz hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-3 in the game. Brooks hits a fly ball into right field. Paul settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Verizer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Heap settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Randy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Jones hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to second. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards short. Garcia fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Astros nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Phil Garner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garner is 0-for-3 in the game. Garner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Heap is called out on strikes. Two outs. Kiko Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garcia is 0-for-3 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 2, and Houston Astros, 0. Goodbye from Astrodome in Houston.